It's time for John Paul, the car doctor, on North Shore 1049. Call today with your car questions, comments, or concerns. 1-800-370-1049. That's 1-800-370-1049. John Paul, the car doctor.
And good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Car Doctor program on North Shore 1049. My name is John Paul, the Car Doctor, here to help you with your car problems on this Saturday morning. And hopefully you shoveled out from all of the snow that we had. Biff tells me he had about 14 inches in his driveway, a little bit less on the South Shore, but not by much. I think somewhere between 10 inches and a foot fell around here. So this is the time of year that we also test out the official winter vehicles of New England. We try to get vehicles that kind of fit the New England weather and test them out and give out awards later in the year. So we having some snow to do that is not a bad thing to do. So we're able to take advantage of some of that for some of our winter vehicle testing. And I know some of our folks have already posted some pictures and things about testing in New England. So we have a lot of things going on. And they tell me Christmas is just about 6 days away. Is that true, Biff?
I believe it's it's 6 days away. It's Friday.
6 days away, yeah.
I guess in pretty much all of Massachusetts, maybe most of New England, it's going to be a white Christmas.
I guess, unless it warms up to like 70 degrees pretty soon, I think there's going to be traces of snow everywhere.
Just didn't see or hear that, Mark Rosenthal's weather forecast. I didn't hear that, the 70 degrees. I missed that one.
I don't think it's going to be 70, but I think it's supposed to warm up to the 40s somewhere.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be. Hey, you know, something that a lot of people might want to get under their Christmas tree is a maybe like an SUV, like a Dodge Durango with a Hellcat engine in it. And with us to talk about that is Matt Huber. Matt is the head of Dodge brand product. Matt, good morning and welcome to the Car Doctor program.
Good morning, John Paul. Thank you so much for having me today.
Well, thanks for being here. So would the Durango Hellcat be a good Christmas present?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. I mean, that car... Tell you what, I've spent some time driving in it, and it is leaves nothing but a huge smile on your face. In fact, I have two small children, and they absolutely love it as well and keep asking when I'm going to bring another one home. I mean, I think they want one for Christmas as well.
Well, I know back in the summertime, I had Leah Pruitt on the show, and she's pretty fast. She's a 300-mile-an-hour a woman as a drag racer, and I think she's looking for one, just so you know.
Okay. Well, we talk to Leah often, so we'll make sure we get her in one.
Yeah. So, but let's talk a little bit about the Hellcat engine first off. Did the horsepower come up a little bit this year with 2021?
On the Durango, absolutely. So, you know, there's something about the Durango. You know, when we launched the 18 model year 392 SRT, people were pretty surprised that we put 475 horsepower in a three-row muscle car, into a three-row SUV. But, yeah, you know, to us, it is our three-row muscle car. And the success of that, we knew that we had to put a Hellcat in it. So we did that this year, and we knew that it had to be different than anything that came before it. So it does spin higher for more horsepower. We're up to 710 horsepower. It actually makes it the industry's most powerful SUV.
And the idea that over 700 horsepower, I mean, the Hellcat options aren't cheap, but to get 700 horsepower, you're paying over $200,000 for a vehicle. And just the idea that 700 horsepower club is, is just in the range of these vehicles now. It's just pretty amazing that you're putting out engines with this kind of horsepower in pretty normal-ish sort of cars and trucks.
Absolutely. I mean, the cars that this Durango can compete with, the SUVs and our other cars as well, you're correct. They are priced north and sometimes well north of six figures, and and we're able to offer those that high level of ultimate performance at a more mainstream price, which, you know, really resonates with our customers and our fans.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I did get a question this morning from a listener who said, "Are you ever going to do a regular cab half ton pickup truck with the Hellcat engine in it?"
Ram's a different brand than what I work on, but I mean, absolutely. They're going through the launch of the TRX right now, which is the a similar engine with a 6.2 liter supercharged engine. Very exciting product. So, I mean, that's coming to market right now.
Yeah.
And, along with, we're launching three new models this year for Dodge with the Hellcat engine with the Challenger Super Stock with 807 horsepower, the 797 Charger Hellcat Red Eye, and then, like you mentioned, the 710 horsepower Durango Hellcat. So, it's going around. And people are loving them.
Well, let's talk about the Challenger Superstock for a minute. I mean, let's start right at the top. 800 and how much horsepower?
Yeah, 807 horsepower. So with that thing, the deal with the Challenger is we launched the Red Eye in 19 model year, right, with 797 horsepower.
Yep.
And there's one thing since we launched that car that was bothering us, and we're fixing it with the Superstock. We already added wide body to the car with 305 Pirellis, but with all that horsepower, as cool as burnouts are at 50 miles per hour, we know that on the drag strip, spinning isn't winning. So, we went ahead and we're launching the Superstock. It comes with 309 rear axle, lightweight four-piston Brembo brakes, but then we put in 18 by 11-inch wheels with sticky 315 Nitto drag radials at all four corners. And, that thing now with 807 horsepower, it picked up three car lengths in the quarter mile with those changes. And it's not only the most powerful muscle car you can buy, but now the quickest as well. It runs like a 10.5 quarter mile.
And then you're touching speeds, zero to 60. And I think I remember reading 3.25 seconds. I mean, ridiculously fast, but at the drag strip, you're almost to the point where, I think to race this, you'd have to put a roll cage in it, wouldn't you?
Not quite on our stock trims. But we're getting there. I mean, we're continuing to push the envelope and it really resonates with those top end, we say that the guys buying those top end cars are the real crazies, but it resonates with them and it goes all the way through though, because having those top end trims like the Superstock, it really builds our street credibility. And then everyone that's buying the trims below it, whether it's a Scat Pack or an RT or a GT, they're buying into the club, right? They want part of the brotherhood of muscle.
And that's a really good point. I mean, over the years, I've driven the GT with all-wheel drive with the V6 engine. I think now it makes over 300 horsepower, which, 300 horsepower 20 years ago was an incredibly high number. And you look at 300 horsepower now out of a V6 engine, it's pretty amazing. But with all-wheel drive and the right tires, it's a winter car at this point.
It is, it's still a lot of fun to drive, and you're right. I mean, when you start talking about 700-800 horsepower, you don't think about much about a 300, but it's a 305 horsepower on the V6 with all-wheel drive. It's still a very fun car to drive, and it still has all the exterior looks of those top-end cars. And we have a lot of success with all-wheel drive. People are, I think that you guys have had some out in your fleet looking at out in New England. And, I live in Michigan, so I've driven them in snowy days, and they perform well. They're still a lot of fun to drive.
Yeah, they really are. And, I wrote a column one time about the Hellcat when it first came out, and I get criticized about, why does anybody need that? And I'm like, well, probably no one needs a 707 horsepower engine under the hood, but I'm like, I'm awfully glad they built it. Because I think it just shows something, and it brings so much to the brand with this kind of horsepower. And it's not, like you said, it's not a car for everybody. You know, people are going to buy the 3.6 liter V6. They're going to buy maybe the 5.7 Hemi that, you know, everybody loves. And they're not going to go out and, you know, and spend the extra money. But the idea of being part of that horsepower club, whether it's at 300 horsepower or 800 horsepower, is a pretty good feeling, I think.
Absolutely. And we've seen that. I mean, as we keep pushing the top end, actually, we've seen our scat packs, kind of more of the core performance levels at 475 horsepower, those have become more and more popular amongst our customers. And you know, it's interesting, too, when you look at the people that are buying our cars. I mean, we're really proud and think we have some of the best customers and fans in the industry. They're amongst the youngest in the industry, the most diverse, interesting enough, very family-oriented, passionate, and as we see, they're engaged. Whenever we post new products, anything on social media, anything, we get constant feedback from our customers. You know, mostly positive, but they're absolutely not afraid to call us out when they don't agree with something. And you know, we listen to that. We always listen to everything the customers have to say and refine that into our new products.
And it's kind of funny. You talked about the customer, and I was at a car show a couple of years ago, kind of pre-COVID, and there was two different Hellcats there. One was driven by a woman in her mid-30s, and I got chatting with her a little bit, and I said, "What made you buy it?" And she said, "When I was a teenager, I kind of liked performance cars, and then I kind of got a job, and then it was just something I liked. It was just something about the sound of it, the performance of it." And she said, "It's my favorite car that I've ever owned of all the cars I've ever owned." And then later in the day, there was an old timer in literally like one of those mobility carts, you know, mobility scooter.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes,
it was painted you know, one of your colors. And I just kind of looked at it, and I looked over, and I saw a Charger Hellcat, and it was the same color. And I said to the guy, "Is that yours?" And he went, "Yeah." He said, "Just because I have a little trouble getting around doesn't mean I don't want to get around." And he said, "I love that car." He says, I've owned, you know, 50 cars in my lifetime, and this is my favorite car that I've ever owned." So just the idea of the appeal of the car, you know, it isn't, you know, it was surprising how wide a range of people it appealed to.
Absolutely. That's an awesome story. I've never heard anything like that before, but it doesn't surprise me. But you're right. I mean, and if you're going to put all that power in a car, people may think, "Hey, it really belongs in a two-door Challenger." But, you know, part of, you know, listening to our customers and our fans, that's what put the has driven the Charger to be a four-door muscle car, which, you know, it's the only one in the industry. And, you know, the last couple of years, we've pushed the Charger, and because of our customer feedback of, you know, we put the wide body in it. And then this year, you know, we had to do it because people were asking for it. We put the 797 horsepower red eye engine into the Charger as well. And, it, you know, it makes it the most powerful and fastest sedan in the world, which, you know, people love.
Yeah, just the idea. I mean, no one's going to go 200 miles an hour. But just the idea of having a car capable of that, and have a car that, and again, they're not inexpensive cars. I think the MSRP on the Charger Hellcat Red Eye is what, around 80 grand or something?
Just under it, yep, 78,
yeah.
5.
Yeah, so, yep. Yeah, but the idea that, you know, somebody can get that car, have that sort of performance numbers, and just the idea that it's a car that, what I was most amazed about any Hellcat I ever drove is day-to-day driving, the Hellcat engine didn't drive a whole lot different than the V6.
No, absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about it is these cars, I mean, they can be your ultimate performance car, and at the end of the day, still be a daily driver. And it doesn't. I mean, especially, you know, I mean, if you step on it at Watt, the exhaust just screams at you, but it has a active exhaust system. So you can kind of go through the neighborhoods and not upset anyone too much if you don't want to, and it can be quiet. And I'll tell you firsthand. I mean, I drove last year. I was driving a Challenger wide body Scat Pack manual transmission, driving my two kids with car seats to school every day. We had plenty of room to do it. Did cross country road trips. I mean, it can be a daily driver, and then take it to the track and be your ultimate performance car.
And you just mentioned manual transmission. Not a lot of cars with stick shifts these days.
No, definitely not. I'm as passionate about manuals as anyone. I have a Save the Manual t-shirt I wear around, but we still offer it. And it's not the most popular transmission. But the people that want it are very passionate about it. And it's something about muscle cars and the heritage of it, and still retaining the street credibility to retain some of those attributes that people want.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There is something magical about a perfectly executed shift, especially when you're sort of in a performance mode, and just something about having a manual transmission. And I know some people are like, yeah, but, you know, the new automatic can shift better than you ever can. And I'm like, yeah, but there's just something about those three pedals that just make it special.
Absolutely. I mean, they're right. The people are right. So our red eyes, they only come in automatic transmission. Those are our fastest performing cars. But, you know, for the people that aren't racing every day and don't need to get that last tenth out of the shifting and want to really enjoy driving, you know, a manual transmission is a great option for those people as well.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's just so many special vehicles coming from Dodge these days. And before we let you go, I want to go back to the Durango a minute. You know, some people I know that were looking at the Grand Cherokee Trackhawk, and they're like, yeah, it's really nice, but it's a little too small. You know, if I'm going to spend that kind of money, it's going to take the place of the vehicle that I'm driving. And like you said, you know, people with kids and people that carry stuff around and, you know, maybe even, you know, tow a boat or something. The Durango, now all of a sudden you get that performance, but you get it with, it's a three-seat SUV.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, we really tune this thing, to be a three-row muscle car. But you're right. The Durango now with the Hellcat engine, it tows 8,700 pounds, and that's more towing than any other SUV in its class. And you can get that 8,700 pounds not only on the Hellcat, you can also get it on the 392 SRT. And then this year we introduced a new model as well called the RT Tow and Go, and it comes standard with a 5.7 liter V8, but it borrows a lot of the parts from the SRT so that it can tow the 8,700 pounds too and carry 6 to 7 people comfortably in it. So it's a great option for our performance customers that need a little bit more space than the Charger Challenger can offer. And I'll tell you, I'm one of those people with kids, and I tow often. The Durango is a perfect fit for me. I actually have a new one supposed to be delivered any day now.
And you know, one of the things about towing is stopping, and the Tow and Go package, I remember reading about it, comes with the 6-piston Brembo brakes, right?
Absolutely. So I mentioned the things that it borrowed from the SRT trims. So there's a couple of really important things about towing. Of course, you need the power plant, so it comes with the V8. But also, you need to stop. I mean, when you're towing 8,700 pounds, that's no joke. So we brought the 6-piston Brembo brakes down from SRT, put it on that car. And then also something that's very important to towing that you don't always think about is the suspension, too. So on that package, you also get the active damping suspension from SRT. And
so,
then, of
yeah,
course,
so
the other part of the Tow and Go is it goes, too. We increase the top speed of that car to 145 miles per hour.
Well, before I let you go, I'm curious, what do you tow when you tow something?
Absolutely. I've got a Malibu V-Ride wakeboarding boat. Like I said, I have some kids, and uh, they, they're very passionate about water sports, so we tow that thing around and have a lot of fun with it.
Somehow, for some reason, I would have expected nothing less. It sounds like a fun vehicle. Certainly, it sounds like you know how to match it up with some fun toys at the same time, but still be able to enjoy it all with your kids. Like you said, it's just a whole package that puts together. You put it all together, and it sounds great. If people want more information about the Dodge lineup in general and the Hellcat specifically, where can they go?
Sure. They can go to Dodge.com, and we have the full lineup of vehicles there, including the 21 model year Durango, including, not only the new power trims that we have, but the Durango was fully revamped for 21 model year, including an all-new interior, updated exterior. So that's all there on Dodge.com. You can build a car that you want, or, of course, visit your local dealership. Check them out there.
Absolutely. Hey, Matt, thanks for taking some time out of your Saturday morning, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, John Paul. Same to you.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
That was Matt Huber, head of Dodge Brand Product, and he sounds like, with his new Durango coming soon, sounds like, maybe he'll get it in time for Christmas. Wouldn't that be nice? So, some pretty amazing vehicles. And the idea that you can get 700 horsepower, and, I remember the first car I drove with 300 horsepower, and it was pretty amazing. And now they're just giving horsepower away, 700, 800 horsepower, under, generally, that kind of horsepower, you're going to spend a couple hundred thousand dollars. And now, again, these cars aren't cheap. But if you're somebody who likes horsepower, you like performance, and you like to be a little bit individual, kind of a little individuality, having that kind of power, pretty good stuff. We need to take another break, pay some bills. My name's John Paul. This is a Car Doctor program. If you would like to call in, our phone number is 800-370-1049. Maybe talk about maybe what you want for Christmas, or how about your first car? What'd you have for a first car? I stumbled across, I was looking for a picture, and I found a picture of my first car. Interesting. What was I thinking? Anyway, my name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor program. You're listening on North Shore 104.9. We'll be right back.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. And the fire is slowly dying.
What? It's local we have. Your local connection, North Shore 104.9. I, Tank Morse, join me weekday morning. We'll have local news, entertainment, music to get you going, and lots of laughs. Laugh and learn weekday morning from 6 to 10 on your local connection, North Shore 104.9.
It's North Shore Nissan's year-end pre-owned sales event, and it's on now. North Shore Nissan has over 100 incredible pre-owned vehicles in stock, most being Nissan certified with free maintenance. North Shore Nissan's general manager, Tom Saloni, says great selection plus a great location makes North Shore Nissan a great choice. North Shore Nissan is conveniently located next to the Liberty Tree Mall in Danvers. Happy holidays from North Shore Nissan. Visit us online at NorthShoreNissan.com. Join AAA today, and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
My grandfather started with a simple philosophy: have quality product and great service. Today at Gibley's, we have brands from all over the world. From unique Red Sox and Patriots gear to the finest suits out of Italy. Taking a vacation? You'll love our Tommy Bahama shop. And we now have Canada Goose for him and her. If you are hard to fit, Mario and Maria will tailor anything you buy at no extra cost. Gibley's in Danvers. Come in once and you'll be a customer for life.
Did you know staying active is one of the best ways to boost your immune system? Hey everyone, Darren here, nutritionist and trainer at the Manchester Athletic Club. I want to invite you to come see all the ways the MAC is making it safe to be at the gym. We've spaced out equipment, built outdoor training spaces, and moved group fitness classes online. There are less people here than there are at the grocery store, and I promise, it's wicked clean. Help keep your body and your immune system in shape at the MAC. Come check us out in person or online at macathletics.com.
Join me, Joe Piantonosky, for Breaking Bread Saturday, 11 a.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. That's Breaking Bread Saturday, 11 a.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. right here on North Shore 104.9.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
Take a look in the 5 and 10.
Listening once again.
Well, with anywhere from 3 inches to 20 inches of snow outside, it is beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Certainly a different Christmas than we've seen in the past with COVID and all that sort of stuff. But hopefully you're all staying safe and healthy. I hope so. And, you know, doing everything you need to do, making sure you stay safe and healthy. So that's what we want for right now. But right now, if you want to join us, our phone number is 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. And again, we're live here every Saturday, just in case you're listening and you think, you know, some of the programs on Saturday are pre-recorded and they mention that. No, this one's live. We're live here every Saturday. Me and Biff. Right, Biff? You're live. Oh, see, now he doesn't answer, so we don't know. Look at that. We think he's live.
I'm alive.
Yeah, okay. Just checking. All right, just checking. Let's talk to our buddy Robert in Kingsboro. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, John, and Merry Christmas to you and your wife.
Merry Christmas to you as well.
Yeah, that MOPA representative there had my ears perked up. I'm all MOPA, and especially the Hellcats and the Scat Packs. But as I mentioned to Biff, you want to know about first cars?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a 54 Mercury Monterey, you know, in high school, last 2 years of high school. It had a manual transmission in it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, it was a, you know, the luxury model. There was no air conditioner power. But then I converted, you know, shifted to a four shift from Hurst. You know, it was, I think, $25 for a 3-speed dual patent, they called it.
Oh, yeah. I have been known to put a few of those in, and I don't know that I ever put any in that I was really all that crazy about how they came out afterwards. They just,
Every once in a while, I'd have to readjust there. We'd get a little out of alignment because I didn't tighten up the bolts. But, yeah, I just put a little nail through it, center it, readjust it.
Oh, yeah.
But
no.
I changed the carburetor on it because them old Y-block Ford products, they had these big, tall Hollies.
Yep.
Oil bath air cleaner. Well, I got rid of that. I actually got a carburetor from a 55 Buick 322 cube. It was a Carter. It fit perfectly on the manifold.
Wow.
I had several choices, so a new gasket, chrome air cleaner, and even though the engine had 150,000 miles on it, it was worn out, you know.
Yeah.
But it actually leaked more than it burnt. And but it was a great car in the winter. Unbelievable.
It's funny. I saw a picture the other day, and it was a 327 Chevy engine with the stock air cleaner. But it was a picture with the air cleaner upside down, the top cover upside down.
Yeah.
So you know it could get more air in. And I don't know that it really got any more air in, but you could hear more woof when you stepped on it on the gas.
I mean, if it was cool, it'd be all right. If it was
Yeah, and but the caption under it was, kids today will never experience that idea of flipping the air cleaner upside down just to hear the carburetor suck air in.
Yeah, well, I used to put, like I say, a lot of performance air cleaners on, and I get these 14-inch by 4-inch Morosos.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Open element, you know, and believe me, it sounded like it was sucking in everything around it. Yeah, there was a lot of vacuum, you know.
Yeah, they really were down, here on the South Shore, there was a place, Davik Speed Shop. And I think my part-time paycheck when I was a kid went there more times than any place else because, I'd go in and, I remember the first 650 double pump Holley carburetor. Mm-hmm. I think I went in there every week staring at this thing until I could finally afford to buy it and bring it home. And but just the idea of, you know, some of the stuff that they had in there and the performance cars and all of that, you know, and you know, and I was trying to make something out of nothing, you know, take a stock Chevy engine that really didn't have much going for it and, you know, put headers in a different manifold and a different carburetor. But at the end of the day, it was still the stock Chevy engine. And, you know, you try to make
a little bit.
Yeah, maybe a little bit here and there. My first car was I was 16 years old, and it was a 63 Rambler, and I bought it for $50, brought it home. It was not the car that I hoped it would be when I got it home. And it ended up needing a valve job, and my father knew an old-time mechanic who was in his heyday was a mechanic for a midget race team. So, you know, he rebuilt Offenhauser engines for this midget race team. And he had, like a lot of the old-time shops, he had a valve grind machine in the shop. And I would, you know, I went down there kind of, I think I either walked or rode my bicycle there. And, you know, he was like, okay, we're going to grind the valves on this. We're going to do this. And kind of went through it to get it so it was running smooth again. And, you know, finally got it running okay. And, you know, then, you know, the seat covers were a little tired, so, you know, went over to the seat cover place and, you know, had the seats reupholstered and finally got the car kind of all kind of put back together the way that it was. It turned out to be just sort of a nice car at the end. And then I sold it and bought a 57 Chevy, with a manual transmission and, you know, dual exhaust. And my father, I remember my father driving that car. He's like, why on earth did you get rid of that nice little Rambler for this thing with no interior in it and, you know, bucket seats out of a Chevelle or something? Who knows where they came from? And I'm like, because it's, you know, it's got a manual transmission and dual exhaust.
Yeah,
it's a hot rod. Anything but that, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, the Chevy 57 or Tri-Fi is very popular today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And, yeah, and of course, I had a friend with a little bit more money, and he also had a 57 Chevy that was absolutely gorgeous, beautiful car it had a Chevy 302 out of a Z28 in it. And that thing was just stupid fast. And of course it had 411 gears, and you know, that was just a ridiculously fast car. And mine was not. And oh, I forgot to mention, mine was about four different colors. But this friend of mine with the other 57 Chevy, his father worked for a painting and decorating company, and we painted the car. Outside between the buildings that he worked in, sort of a forest green color. And I will admit, it looked a whole lot better afterwards. And fortunately, his father knew how to paint. So we were able to paint the car and make it one color again. And that was back in the days when a gallon of paint cost you like $20, you know, and yeah, it came out good.
Probably a lacquer or something.
Yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah, one quickie before I leave.
Okay.
That 54 Mercury, the body and frame were absolutely solid as a rock, even after 11 years. It had a lot of chips in it, you know, stone picking.
Yep.
It was incredible. I wish I had kept it.
You know, that's where you kind of look back and said, if I only had that giant dairy barn or something where I could keep all the stuff. But then they'd talk about you afterwards, you know, they'd say, hey, you know, that guy down the street's got all those cars in his garage. What is he ever going to do with them? But yeah, you know, it's everybody kind of wishes that. I remember I had a chance to buy a LaSalle for $500 once because a guy just ran out of places to keep it. I'm like, what am I going to do with a LaSalle? But the thing was really crazy, crazy nice. Yeah. Same thing. It was a Woody Wagon. And the guy went in the military and told his father to sell it. And, you know, all the wood had been refinished. All the glass was out of it sitting in the back. The thing was beautiful and just no place to put it. So, you know, it's all the woulda, coulda, shoulda, but it's all part of a memory. It's all part of a memory, and it makes for a good story. So, hey, Robert, thanks for calling in. As always, I really appreciate it. And Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you. You too.
All right. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 800-370-1049, 800-370-1049. And remember, this program is brought to you in part by AAA. If you haven't done it yet, join AAA, 1-800-JOIN-AAA is one way to do it, or AAA.com/join, and you can sign up and get a AAA membership. And I think we're going to give a membership away, but I think we're going to do it next week. So we'll save that for next week. We'll save trivia for next week. We'll do it all next week. Just before the new year, so that should be fun. We'll take another break, and we'll be right back. 800-370-1049. We'll be right back.
All backyard birders. Overton Hardware is your headquarters for all of your bird feeding needs. You'll find an extensive array of bird feeders in all shapes and sizes, along with many types of bird seed.
Stock up and save on bird suet, too. Woodpeckers especially love suet. You will also attract favorites like the chickadee, nuthatch, and titmouse. Select varieties of suet are priced right at $5 or $6 every day.
So come see us at Overton Hardware in Beverly
or Ipswich,
and your feathered friends will be happy and healthy all winter long.
Vacations should be effortless from the start. And that's why drinks, tips, and Wi-Fi are now always included on every celebrity cruise for any stateroom. See the world in new luxury on celebrity cruises and enjoy fine dining, unparalleled entertainment, and award-winning spas. For the ultimate suite experience, book the retreat on celebrity cruises and gain access to an exclusive restaurant, lounge, sun deck, and butler service. Call 888-276-2874 or visit celebritycruises.com to book now for 2021 and 2022.
Buying a used car can be frustrating. Where do you go, who do you trust, and who has the best price? 40 million used vehicles were sold in the United States last year. We understand your concerns and anxiety at Micho Mitsubishi in Danvers. We have 150 used vehicles in stock, fully reconditioned with a warranty. We're a family-run dealership with 10 service bays.
Dad, what does that mean?
That means you can buy a used vehicle with confidence, and we back it with a warranty. If you don't like the vehicle, bring it back within 30 days. We'll exchange it for another one of equal value. Everyone has their favorite breakfast spot. We want to be your favorite used car spot. We guarantee the best price, guarantee our vehicles are serviced, and we give you a warranty. We take care of our veterans, our local community, and we'll take care of you. My name's Kevin Micho. I guarantee it.
We are your feel-good dealer. Micho Mitsubishi.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Mark Rosenthal with you on this Saturday. Here is your North Shore 104.9 forecast serving the North Shore and the Merrimack Valley. Sun clouds today. It'll be cold and dry. Temps not far from freezing. Clear and cold overnight. Those 10 to 15. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Maybe a few snow showers during the afternoon. Temps in the mid-30s. Light winds. Monday, mostly cloudy. Maybe a few rain or snow showers. Again, not a big deal. It'll be in the middle and upper 30s. Weather forecast being brought to you by the Berry Tavern on High Street, downtown Danvers. Come visit the Berry Tavern. They're open every day for lunch and dinner. The Berry Tavern offers takeout, online ordering, curbside pickup, takeout, and delivery to local delivery companies. The Berry Tavern cooks up authentic homemade Italian specialties. Handcrafted brick oven pizza, freshly made salads, soups, sandwiches, steak tips, burgers, fries, daily specials, and a full bar. The Berry Tavern gift card is the perfect gift card for that someone special. Receive a $5 bonus gift card for each $25 purchase. Call the Berry Tavern 978-777-2377 for reservations. Check out their menu online by going to theberrytavern.com. For local North Shore 104.9, I'm Mark Rosenthal.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly.
Well, there definitely is snow. We know that. and hopefully you have something with winter tires on it. It's that time of year. And I will say the good side of COVID is that we have not been at work since the middle of March, and it was awfully nice to wake up on a snowy day and not have to be out at 5 in the morning cleaning my car off and driving the 50 miles I drive each way to work in a snowstorm. That was awful nice, and I appreciate our management at work for getting everybody to work remotely. It's working out pretty well. Let's talk to our buddy Mike in Hingham. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Car Doctor. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I want to talk about, you said your first car. I want to talk about my first new car.
Okay.
Which is an interesting story. I came back almost 50 years ago to the day from Vietnam, had my combat pay and my regular pay. You know, what were you going to spend it on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I went down to the Southern Artery. You might remember President Chevrolet down
there. Oh, absolutely.
The Southern Artery.
Yep.
And they had a brand new Camaro, gold Camaro, sitting there. And, I bought it. The only option missing on it was a toilet paper holder. It was the most horrible car ever. I used to carry a lucky quarter with me and flip it to see if it would start or not start. You know, that year they had a big strike, and I bet you in the plant they said, let's make the biggest lemon you can make, and they put my car down the road. It was just, really the epitome of bad manufacturing by General Motors. And that I took possession of it in like January 1st of 71. And by 1973, 2 years later, I drove up to North Weymouth and bought a Toyota Celica, second year of the Celica.
Yeah.
And the story's over. I've been driving Toyotas, as you know, since 1973. But it was just, I was a generation who was spoiled by Japanese cars and the quality that they brought out. But this thing would just, it was horrible.
Yeah.
There's no lemon law back there.
And you have to wonder, you kind of mentioned, GM went on strike and all that. You gotta think that, that was the beginning of the stories about the beer bottle inside the door with the note that, hey, good luck trying to find this rattle kind of thing.
Yeah.
There was, you're right. I remember, I'm a little bit younger than you, but I remember my father was a salesman for a plumbing company, and he got a company car every 2 years. And I remember that 71 Impala he had, and that was not a good car.
They really put out some bad, and all the GM execs at the time said they did. I mean, they all admit to it.
Yeah. Yeah,
And it was just, like I say, a bad experience, but it turned me on to the best thing when it comes to cars. Because, I think the biggest thing I've ever put into one of my Toyotas is probably a battery. You know what I mean?
No, you're right. But I will say that in 19... Let's see, I had a 1975 Chevy Nova, and it was the Concours version, so it was the fancy interior and the V8 engine. Yep. And two-door Nova, and I have to admit that was one of the best cars I ever owned. It was dependable as could be, got decent gas mileage, ran great all the time. But yeah, there was some of the others. And then in the 80s, that early 80s, that 80-81, GM should have been embarrassed about what happened with the cars they were selling back then, because they even admitted, I remember talking to an engineer from General Motors, and I said, the stuff you were putting out in the early 1980s, as you were switching over from minimal computer control to a little bit more exotic computers, that stuff was awful. And he's like, he said, the people that could were actually embarrassed by the stuff we were selling. So, yeah, you're right.
You look at the Vega, you look at the rack and pinions on the Oldsmobiles, all those. They replaced every single one of them. And I think it was bean counters. I don't think, I'm glad to hear what you say about Ford. They got a car guy there. Actually, I went out and bought some Ford stock recently. I bought Ford stock because I think that they're going to build a good car. And I wouldn't have a problem, very frankly, today, trying another American car if the right thing came along, But that's my car story.
There you go. There you go. Hey, Mike, thanks. Thanks as always. And thanks for listening, and thanks for always being there.
Okay, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mike. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go over to another old friend of the show. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, good morning. Maybe not.
Thanks for always being there.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, Mike. Take care. Bye. All right, let's go over to.
I just heard myself in about 5 second delay. So, Paul, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Yeah. All right. Turn the radio down. You know better than that.
Yeah. It isn't even on. Yeah. Well, actually, it was my iPhone, but it's not on. So I can get better reception when I pull you down off the
there
web. Merry Christmas, first of all.
Merry Christmas to you as well. Speaking of Christmas presents, you're doing a free download of your book?
Yeah, on Kindle. The fellow who put it together said it's a good way of getting the coverage of the book. I probably won't lose that much, although he sent me, a fellow named Steve White, by the way, from Hanover, if anybody wants to publish a book, get his plug out there. I got one from somebody from Great Britain bought it. Didn't buy it, but downloaded it. So it's, if you go on Amazon Kindle, here's the plug. If you go on Amazon Kindle, Portals is the name of the book, and it's by PJ. Just my initials, Yovino, Yovino. And you can download it free until the 21st, which is next Monday. So, enjoy it. It's all about cars, by the way, more than anything else. Yeah. I said it's fiction except for the cars.
There you go.
Thank you. The fellow who was on from Dodge mentioned something that triggered something in my old brain here. He said Widetrack. And I remember we never owned one, but Pontiac was famous in their ads, and I guess in the late 50s.
Pontiac
for Widetrack. Was that any better? What was that? Did it drive better, handle better, or was it just a sales?
I think it was the original Grand Prix was the Grand Prix with Widetrack. Now, somebody will tell me I'm wrong, but I seem to remember the Grand Prix. And all they did was cars were a little bit narrower. They added a little bit, but I don't think they added a whole heck of a lot. And, like a lot of things, perception's reality. So, this Pontiac's got Widetrack, so it handles better. You know, a little more offset to the wheels, got a little more, a little bit more width, so a little bit less body roll, I guess. So, Pontiac Widetrack, you're right. Good memory.
Actually, a neighbor across the street, older couple, they had one. It was a 59 gray and white sedan, whether it was a Bonneville or not. And it was, you could see it was wider on the front than whatever cars my parents had. And anybody remembers Victor Borger? He was a comedian and a pianist. He was sponsored by Pontiac, or as he called it, Pontiac. And they did a whole routine on the Widetrack. But I never thought of it until your fellow from Dodge mentioned it. As for the first car...
First car
I had was a big mistake. It was a, which I repeated the next year, a 78 Audi 100 LS. Beautiful car. It was a Mercedes design that Auto Union bought.
Yep.
And it had, its brakes were not on the wheels, but inside the engine. Yep. It had all the... It was actually owned by Volkswagen. If you looked on the seat belts, it had a VW on it, and it had all the same problems, electronic, as Volkswagen. And it was one I got from Rietzel, Porsche Audi. I said, well, it must be just this edition. So, well, it had some value. I traded it in for a 79. It was just as bad. The engine finally coming up 95 one day, the engine just burnt out on me.
Yeah. And now Audi makes a good product, but there are some years and that inboard brakes. I'll tell we got to take a break in a minute, but I'm going to tell one quick story. I was at Rietzel one day and they were having trouble with a Porsche, and Wolfgang Rietzel came out to the shop he always would, and the mechanic's having trouble, and I knew the mechanic, and he comes out with his back then cordless telephone. And he dials away, and calls somebody and goes, "Guten Abend, it's Rietzel." and talks German to a guy for like 5 minutes and comes back and then tells the guy what to do. And I'm like, who did you just call? And he says, the factory. And I'm like, geez, okay. So that's my Rietzel story. Hey, we got to go. Paul, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, and we'll talk soon.
Good. Thank you very much. Thanks for all your help this year. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. We need to take another break, pay some bills. My name is John Paul. This is the Car Doctor Program. You know, Christmas gifts and all that. We got to pay some bills. Our phone number, though, is 800-370-1049. We'll be right back.
For the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you pine for the sunshine of a friendly gaze, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee. He was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how
Seacoast Nursing and Rehabilitation Center in Gloucester, a 5-star rated center adjacent to Addison Gilbert Hospital, offers 142 beds for short-term rehabilitation and long-term skilled nursing care. Managed by the Bain Care family, Seacoast provides personalized, high-quality medical care in a welcoming, warm, and safe environment. Seacoast's first-class rehab services are offered 7 days a week for speedy recovery. With Bain Care, it's a matter of trust. Learn more at BainCare.com.
Hi, Matt Shepard here of Three Lantern Marine in Gloucester. Now, through Christmas Eve, come in and save at least 10% store-wide. Save 15% on fishing tackle and gear. Many other brands and products will have deeper discounts, as well as closeout specials. Exclusions may apply. See store for details. We are open 8 to 5 each weekday and until 3 p.m. on Saturdays. Find great deals for the boating and fishing enthusiast in your life. Gift cards also available. We are located at 7 Parker Street in Gloucester and online at threelanternmarine.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Wilds from Danvers Agway. We have holiday gifts for everyone on your list. We are stocked with all types of bird feeders and plenty of seed to keep them full. For the ice fishermen, we have augers and ice huts. Our wreaths are custom made, the bows are gorgeous, and we have kissing balls and garlands too. We stock seasoned firewood that's clean, hand-loaded, and aged for over a year. We also have coal, 4 types of wood pellets, and envy blocks. Find us at 9 Wenham Street in Danvers. From everyone at Danvers Agway, Merry Christmas!
Join AAA today, and you'll be road ready for the winter. Have a dead battery, flat tire, or unresponsive engine? With a AAA membership, those are just minor inconveniences. Their trained technicians will work fast to get you back on the road. And if they need to tow you, they'll bring your car to the service provider of your choice. Visit AAA.com/join to get your membership now. That's AAA.com/join.
Have your morning coffee with me, Mark Friedman, host of Dollars and Cents, each and every Sunday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. We'll start your day with financial advice in a language you can understand.
All right, Junior, we need to find some gifts for Christmas.
How about an Xbox, Grampy?
I want old-fashioned toys, you know, like a train set or a wooden baseball bat.
A wooden baseball bat or a train set? How about the all-new 2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee Limited with $39.95 cash or trade-down, plus the normally startup cost for only $149 a month for 24 months during the Big Finish event?
Hey, now you're cooking with steam, Junior.
Go to KellyAuto.com for all the easy lease details.
Hey,
how's that for making it easy?
That's the Kelly way!
And welcome back to the Car Doctor Program on this Christmas Eve Car Doctor Show. Well, it's the last show before Christmas, so I guess sort of, kind of. Little update on the Pontiac Wide Track. The it was back in 1958 or 9, and it was the Wide Track story. Pontiac wheels were 5 inches further apart, which widens the stance, not the car, lowers the center of gravity. Lean and sway disappear. You get safer cornering, easier handling, and steadier balanced ride. It says, though the Bonneville appears to be stopped, the impression was it just negotiated curves behind its Wide Track. And it was a little picture here, and it said, saying that an advertising slogan that went on for years. And famed automotive journalist Tom McCahill made the NASCAR-sanctioned Pontiac coast-to-coast economy run, which extolled the fuel efficiency of the Tempest 420 V8, 215 horsepower. You know, that was, you know, talking about power and horsepower, and he did this whole kind of Tom McCahill had an interesting way to phrase things in some of his car reviews, and if you ever bored one day, kind of Google his stories, and he's got a really interesting way of phrasing stuff, which you probably couldn't get away with today. You know, some of these cars back then, you know, for extra cost, extra high performance, you get the 389 with the 10.5 compression, 315 horsepower tri-power for the street, or you could get the tri-power built primarily for racing, which was 345 horsepower, and now you can get a Dodge Hellcat that's 700 or 800 horsepower. So look at how things have changed. Pretty amazing, actually. Yeah, it really is. I just was reading an article while the commercial was on about you know, how Cadillac's going to trim some of their stores down. And it says here the average U.S. Cadillac dealer only sold 176 new vehicles last year. So, you know, every week they're only selling about three cars. And Mercedes and BMW sell about 900 apiece. So the idea that they're only selling three cars a week isn't a lot of cars. So maybe the idea that one in five Cadillac dealers is going to give up their franchise, which still makes it a little over-dealered, it sounds like, compared to some of the German imports. So we'll have to wait and see. And the other big news is Japan is talking about going a ban on gasoline-only vehicles. So in Japan, Toyota's going to jump on board with that and make all electric cars. And I'm driving an electric Mustang Mach-E. Well, not right this minute. I'm not driving a Mustang Mach-E, but it's an all electric sort of Mustang SUV. Hey, our buddy Joe Piantedosi is in the studio, and Joe has always got a good story when we talk to him. Joe, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good. Real quick, what was your first car?
My first car was a Saab, actually. It was a family car my father bought. He wanted me to learn how to drive a stick shift.
There you go.
And I learned on a Saab, an old Saab that was like a box, a black Saab. It was a group. My father believed in, he loved things that were made well. And, of course, Saabs were made so well, and mechanics of it all. No one really had Saabs when I was driving a Saab. It was kind of a neat car. I loved it. And it taught me how to drive a standard.
Perfect. And a lost art with kids today.
It's true.
I don't know how.
Yeah. Well, they don't really make many. I mean, it's hard to get one.
No, it is. And every once in a while, I get a call at work from somebody who wants to know where they can rent a standard shift car because they're going to Europe, and the only rentals they could find were stick shifts. So they were all confused.
Right.
Hey, so what's up? What's up with Breaking Bread for
today?
Well,
we've got a great Christmas show, kind of. It's the first of many Christmas shows we're going to be doing the next few days. But today's show, we have a North Shore superstar, actually. He was Scrooge for 29 years at the North Shore Music Theater. David Coffey is going to be calling in live. First time he hasn't performed Scrooge on the North Shore for 30 years. So he's going to be on the phone. And we also have a rock DJ icon called Oedipus.
And Oedipus, all right.
Yeah, he does an annual Christmas Eve show, and he's going to be doing that on WGBH for the sixth year, but he's been doing this for over three decades, and that's Christmas Eve from 6 to 12. So we have those two guests, David Coffey, Scrooge, and Oedipus, all up on Breaking Bread.
All on Breaking Bread. Hey, Joe, I just want to wish you and yours a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, John, and Merry Christmas to you and your family as well.
All right. And Biff, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, John, as well.
All right. We'll talk to you all next week. Until next week, make sure you wear your seatbelt. Drive safely. Be good to your car. Merry Christmas, all. And we'll talk to you all next week. Bye-bye.